In Florida, you'll find the environment to inspire what's inconceivable, the chance to explore what's inexplicable, and the space to accomplish what's unimaginable. You'll no longer have to wait for the future. You can harness it. Florida, the future is here.
When worlds collide, Twitter takes on TV. More coming up.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting in New York. Twitter will soon find a home on your TV screen. The social media giant has started a new video-centric app in an effort to shift towards live streaming in hopes that it can soon transition itself into the go-to place to watch video. It's already signed deals to stream broadcasts from partners that include the NFL, NBA, NHL. It's got all sports covered, it seems. Also, Bloomberg News and Cheddar will cover financial news for Twitter. And, of course, the NFL's Buffalo Bills and New York Jets play Thursday night on CBS. For the first time ever, you can watch that game on Twitter. And with this latest news, you can also stream the game right on your TV. So if you have an Apple TV, Amazon Fire TV, or Xbox One, you're all set. Let's talk a little bit more about the concept of Twitter on TV. Joining us now is Wall Street Journal reporter Yori Ko. She's based in San Francisco, joining us on the line right now. Hi, Yori.
Hello.
So this app arrives just in time for Twitter's big live stream debut of Thursday Night Football. It's all part of a big move to revive user growth. What's the thinking behind this video strategy and how it can attract user growth?
I think one of the things it might do is answer the basic question of why people should use Twitter. It combines one of the most unique aspects of Twitter, which is that it's live in real time. And what they're trying to do is bridge this video content, which, you know, already millions of people watch and enjoy, and combine that with Twitter commentary. So their theory is that sports is one of the most talked about subjects on Twitter, so why not bring the commentary and the content together?
Right, and sports is one of the few things people watch live anymore as well, so you can kind of see the thinking there. Twitter also gets flack for being a bit confusing. So as far as being able to use it via, you know, an Apple TV or what have you, will it remain, you know, user-friendly in that people will use it without being confused?
I think it presents itself as a much easier interface because one view is that on one side of the screen you will see the live broadcast and on the other is the live social commentary that Twitter would curate for you. So this isn't like an individual's home feed. This mm-hmm. is a curated bunch of tweets that Twitter has picked out as that would be of interest to the particular game or show that's live at the moment. So all a person has to do at home is turn it on, watch the game, read the commentary, and that's it. So watch and read.
Okay.
And if you're not interested in the commentary, you can make it so that you go full screen on just the game.
Twitter on TV is an interesting concept to process. So all you really need, Apple TV, Amazon Fire TV, or Xbox One, you don't need a Twitter account necessarily or even a TV subscription?
Exactly. You don't need to log into Twitter. You don't need an account. You don't need a special or any sort of subscription to these services. You just turn them on and you're ready to go.
Yori Ko, thank you as always for the time.
Thank you.
Once again, we've been speaking to Wall Street Journal reporter Yori Ko. She covers all things social media for the Wall Street Journal. That wraps it up for this edition of the Tech News Briefing. For the Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from New York. Thanks for listening.
Love this show? Check out others by visiting wsj.com/podcasts. See our full selection under programs.